At their May 20th meeting, Council reaffirmed their support for the Kingston Music Strategy and unanimously approved an additional $200,000 for Tourism Kingston's music office to continue implementing the strategy. The city hit play on the Municipal Music Strategy in 2024 to bolster a vibrant and sustainable local music scene. With the long list of goals and priorities, including accessible rehearsal space, performance opportunities, mentorship opportunities, and providing a variety of venues to perform in, Tourism Kingston, chiefly its music office, has been leading the charge. Council was presented with a one-year update along with the motion to put additional funding into the initiative. Highlights of the first-year update include the creation of the city music officer position, a Kingston Music Advisory Committee to guide the strategy's implementation, 32 workshops held with 1,157 attendees, and 14 events sponsored in 2024, generating an economic impact of $272,439, with 324 artists and bands impacted and 10,747 attendees. As for what comes next, ensuring fair wages for musicians seems to be one of the top priorities. Michael Broadhead, a local musician, spoke before council with a focus on the economic challenges faced by musicians.
I want our scene to be sustainable, and I'm concerned that things like the housing crisis are reaching a point where we cannot sustain things like this anymore. And what I'm seeing is mass burnout of promoters and people in the DIY scene and people leaving Kingston despite the music strategy. Musicians need two things first and foremost, and the degree to which those two things are present in any effort to help musicians, to me, reflects the degree to which musicians' interests are represented in comparison to other interests around musicians. And those two things are professional standards for pay in any registered business, and free or very accessible DIY or space for the DIY scene. If other people are sacrificing their love of the game, the landlord needs to as well. If people are expecting to invest and then make profit off those investments, everybody should be able to make a living. Those are the two standards. And what I see in policy is the more things that aren't those two reflects the more other people would like a policy to not be focusing on those two issues because they don't support their interest. And so my concerns are really that other interests around music can get in and make money off of musicians, while the vast majority of musicians don't see the benefit of that economic development. Musicians' pay can go to zero, and that has effects on social structures and norms. This also inversely means that a price of zero would imply an infinite supply of musical labor, which is not true, but some people treat us like it's the case.
When the floor opened for councillors to discuss the report, Councillor Wendy Steven also expressed a need for more community feedback and fair wage discussion moving forward.
When I read this report, it outlined a lot of really great work, and I couldn't quite figure out, it felt like something was missing. And then it dawned on me that what I was really hoping to see that wasn't in the report this time, that I would really like staff to include next time, is that industry feedback and community voice. So I think our delegation made a really interesting point that the music scene wouldn't exist without musicians. So I feel like we really need to capture their voice along with, as we heard, there's a whole industry around them, right? So all these other different peripheral jobs that are connected to the music. So just a comment to staff, you know, thank you. And I'd really, really like to see that included next time. The second piece I wanted to comment on was that in the report, it outlined how fair pay will be explored more in 2025. So again, as indicated by our delegation, fair pay is a really critical piece. And Council Ridge, that's interesting. I didn't realize you were a part of that union. So one of the comments I wanted to make as well is that I'm very curious about the outcomes when it comes to fair pay when working with, I wrote down the name so I could get it right, the Union of Professional Musicians, Local 518. So I really look forward to seeing where that goes.
The city's Director of Arts and Culture Services, Danica Lockhead, confirmed that setting standards in this department will be a priority heading into the next year of the strategy.
I think just to the fair wage discussion, you know, the music strategy does include a strategic action to develop a fair wage policy for the city of Kingston, but that will really look at, that will come back to council and will really look at mandating a fair wage for musicians for all city of Kingston sponsored events. You know, City of Kingston partner events, but I think more broadly to sort of also act as a tool to advocate sector-wide, community-wide, for the value of paying musicians a fair wage. The city doesn't have necessarily the mandate to, you know, to mandate fair wage elsewhere, but we do have the capacity to lead by example and bring into policy this fair wage and hopefully encourage others to do the same.
Council unanimously approved the additional funding, paving the way for more progress from the Music Office in 2025, all part of shaping the soundtrack to life in Kingston. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.